Good morning, my friends. Skip here. Hope all things are well with you. Excuse me while I pick up the puppy here. It is February the 16th, Friday. Last day of work. We get a 3-day weekend because the teachers, the permanent teachers, not as substitute teachers, all have a work day on Monday. That's President's Day. And so the kids get a day off, so we subs get a day off. So looking forward to a 3-day weekend. Got to get through this day first, right? Isn't that the way it always is? And so I wish you a happy Friday. Want to talk today about discovering who we truly are, or rediscovering who we are. You can look at it both ways. You know, the theory of finding meaning is that we become aware that who we truly are is covered up, is buried under all sorts of programming and conditioning. And that creates a false sense of self, a false understanding of self. We're buried under, you know, religious thought and the false moralities that come with that. We're buried under cultural conditioning and the false understandings of who we are told to be by culture and the moralities of culture. We're buried under dysfunctional politics. We're buried under dualistic economic understandings. Classism, racism, ageism, pickerism, right? We're buried under these things. And it's not that they're just like bad habits of being human. It's that they are a way in which we perpetuate a false understanding of what it means to be human. And so therefore, they become our reality. So in essence, I think the beginning of real spirituality is when you understand that the reality that we've created is false. There must be something more refined, must be something better, must be something, as I often say, more authentic. When we discover that authentic self, we are in the process of rediscovering who we were at the beginning, who we truly are. Now, this doesn't happen, unfortunately, does not happen all the time. Many people, most people, to be honest with you, will go through this life without that sort of self-understanding, self-discovery. They will participate and plug into these false ideas of reality, and that will be who they are. It's sort of sad, but it's the way it is. But for us lucky few who, through any circumstance or because we're spiritual explorers or because we've had some tragic stuff happen that stripped away ego or you name it, there are some who begin to discover who they are. It's a good thing, but it's not an easy thing. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning. Now, the thing that I notice from my perspective is that there were pieces of my authentic self trying to find its way out throughout my life. It's not like we're talking about, you know, terrible zombie people and then all of a sudden you're better or you're transformed. It's that we have these pieces of authenticity throughout our lives that shine, that come through the false reality we've created. And we have to pay close attention to those. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say we do feel better when we're kind, right? We feel better about ourselves when we're kind. We can, at some level, appreciate the love and the people we have in our life. We can appreciate the idea that real justice is when everyone wins. We can see that other people are fighting great battles and need at least to be understood as such. Maybe even helped if we can. These moments that we have called decency are really more than that. It's really more than just being, you know, like a decent, nice person. Those are great things, don't get me wrong. But those are moments when we have a realization of who we truly are. What it truly means to be human is that deep gratitude, that deep appreciation, that deep realization of love and of kindness, of generosity and of forgiveness. Those moments when we have the greatest expression of ourselves are really our true moments. You know, maybe you hear a piece of poetry or a piece of music. Maybe you watch someone else be kind and generous, or maybe you yourself are at moments kind and generous. These are moments that inspire us to become who we truly are. And that's really the quest of spirituality, my friends, is becoming who you truly are. Not some idea of who you should be, or not some ultra-religious. Who you truly are is not going to be discovered through your assertion of a belief system. It's going to become evident when you live out of that authenticity. But here's our struggle. Because most of us are not aware of the things that impede us becoming who we are, we often give credit to things that are false for those moments of clarity. I myself had many, you know, spiritual experiences in the context of religion, and my mistake was I gave religion the credit for that. It wasn't the religion, my friends. It was my need to express myself. It was my spiritual journey. Now, I met lots of wonderful people who reminded me of kindness when I was a religious person. But I met just as many outside of religion. And it was really me coming to terms with that discovery that prompted me leaving religion. My point is this, that there is an authentic way to be human, and it has to do with love and kindness and support and generosity. There is an inauthentic way, a false way of being human, which has to do with racism and hatred and backstabbing and gossiping and fear-mongering and destruction. And even when we are in the false reality, those good pieces of us are there. And when we discover them, it presents a whole different set of challenges. You know, when we begin to live out of kindness for others, when we begin to live out of generosity, when we begin to reach out, because we inevitably will, we will find that people won't understand. We will find that people can't understand. Let me say it that way. They just can't understand. When you live out of a sense of kindness, people will gravitate towards you because you're kind, but they'll gravitate towards you with their own agenda because they're still in the matrix. In other words, my friends, when you discover who you truly are, you're still in the false reality, but you just know something others don't. And that doesn't make you better, but it does make you more aware. And you begin to live, when you begin to live out of that authenticity, out of that honesty, out of that vulnerability, out of really fulfilling, you know, who you are, it can be a very difficult journey. As Christian scripture will say, a prophet has no home. And I really think that in a way what's being said there is that you're going to see things that everyone else sees as weird or wrong or out of the norm. And these things you're going to discover are really normal. They're really an expression of what it means to be human. Issues around, you know, generosity or kindness. People are going to wonder why you're kind, why you're generous. People are going to wonder why you desire deeper intimacy in relationships or deeper meaning in life. And it's going to make you the odd person out often. You know, it does make you something different. This discovery does make you something different. And you'll have to deal with the fact that not only were the sort of ideas and morals and realities of the false world implanted in you that you have to deal with, they're implanted in other people also. And you have to stay the course. I mean, you have to be the truest you can be. But you also have to understand that you are living out of your truest self in a place that's constructed of false selves. And I wish I could give you your own personal roadmap. I cannot. What I can tell you is this. Is that when you love, when you're generous, when you're kind, you're closer to the truth. And that will set you free. That freedom, however, is hard to navigate with often in a world that is not free. Now, the good news is this. You have no choice. Because I'm convinced that every human being is on some journey towards that freedom, towards that truth. So the good news is you're on the right path. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced I am too. The difficulty is that often in a world where you have relationships and marriages and kids and jobs and, you know, you pay your taxes, you pay your bills, you can feel as though you are in the wilderness somehow, because truly, when you discover that the reality we've constructed over millennia as humans is false, that is the wilderness. And hold true to the expression of yourself in that wilderness. Hold true to being kind. Be self-aware enough to know when you're being authentic and when you're not. Be self-aware enough to know that some things feel strange that are authentic because we've never lived them before. There's this great quote in the movie The Matrix, and I know I quote it a lot, so forgive me. But are helping Neo acclimate to the real world. You know that movie? Keanu Reeves' character discovers he's living in a computer-programmed reality. They find out where he's at, his real body. They go get him, they retrieve him, and they help his body recover to a real, authentic reality. He opens his eyes, and he says, "Why do my eyes hurt?" And Morpheus, Lawrence Fishburne's character, says, "Because you've never used them." And that's, you know, that's a powerful metaphor. When you open your eyes, really open your eyes to who you truly are, with all the creativity and the caring and the empathy and the capacity to have compassion and your own sexuality and your own being, it is like opening your eyes for the first time. And to quote the movie, your eyes are going to hurt. You've never used them before. Hang in there, my friends. Hang in there. Your eyes will adjust. Your life will adjust. Do the best you can with kindness and love and generosity and hope and compassion and sympathy and empathy as your guiding lights. All right, friends. Have a good Friday. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow, maybe. See you then. Bye-bye.